The Traveler's Journal, August 30th. Asking questions about access. Since the passage of the Americans with Disabilities Act, great strides have been made in making the nation's travel infrastructure more accessible. Yet, for most of the 54 million travelers in wheelchairs or with other special needs, the notion of a stress-free vacation is still a long way off, even in the U.S. Federal law mandates that all new construction and renovation of public buildings or businesses be wheelchair accessible, but exceptions and violations abound. Many cities now have accessible mass transit or transportation services, but these systems can be sporadic and overwhelmed during peak periods. Some airlines do well, getting wheelchair-bound passengers comfortably on and off planes. Others do not, and there are so many instances of passengers being left waiting for assistance, it's hard to travel with confidence. Progress continues to be made. Greyhound now provides free tickets for those accompanying disabled passengers. Holland America Line has installed accessible tenders on several of its ships, while Carnival Cruises was forced to make 25 cabins on each of its boats accessible. AAA will publish two guides outlining the accessibility levels of member hotels, restaurants, and attractions in California and Florida, including height of beds and width of bathroom doors. Though positive steps have been taken, and organizations and websites make information about traveling with disabilities more accessible than ever, myriad hurdles remain, and often in unexpected and frustrating places. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.